Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I don't know about you guys, but I am in full season. Jennifer, I know you're going to vouch for this.
I am completely insane.
Me too. I'm so anxious and a little, you know, stressed. I got a lot of things going on. I've got, obviously the holidays. We're right in the middle of it. I have no presents really bought. And I've got a birthday coming up. I've got an anniversary. It's all good. But anyways, I am here today. We are the brighter side of the 805. I've got Tom here. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's well. I also have, my wife's birthday is on the 29th.
Oh, so, and I'm the 27th.
She's
okay.
A tweener.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And that's an issue.
There you go. I know. It's kind of a, but hey, you know, it's all good. So anyways, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little shocked. Christmas is right around the corner.
I know.
Not exactly ready for it. I know it comes the same time every year, but it's a little shocking.
There you go.
Every year.
All right. And I've got my friends here, Tony and Furman. And it's kind of a funny story. I was getting supplies. You know, I'm a hair therapist right around the corner from where their business is, the Center for Art and Talk. Think about that. The Center for Art and Talk. What a great concept. They are putting together. They've been working on this, and it's all over. Let's just bring them on, and they're going to actually be talking about this. But I want to welcome Tony and Furman. Welcome.
Thank you, Kim. Good morning.
Yeah. How are you guys doing? Everything good?
Excellent.
Thank you for
really
joining us here this early morning. I do want to say for all my listeners out there, thank you for everybody. We had so many callers the last couple of shows, and I'm so excited to talk about all the great things that we have here. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We always give back to our listeners, and we had a ton of callers. Also, we had that great little phrase that we did.
I loved that, and I'm so excited for somebody to win that.
Yeah,
that's really
yeah.
fun.
So Sherry just walked in. How's it going, Sherry?
Wonderful.
All
just
right.
Running a little late with the traffic, but I'm here.
That's all good. That's all good. So anyways, we have tons of things to give away. And again, let's start off with our phone number, 805-419-0008. What I'd love to do is just tell you about our show today. We've got Carla Renata, and who is currently plays a memorable character on TV, Heart of Dixie.
Love that show.
I know. So she's going to be joining us. And then we've got Dr. Mario Martinez, and he's going to talk about his book, The Mind-Body Code, and how to change the beliefs that limit your health, longevity, and success. And then we're going to be talking with Furman Brown and Tony Cicero. Is that right? Did I say it?
Cicero.
Cicero. Okay, of course, another Italian right there. And they're going to talk about everything that has to do with Center for Art and Talk to offer everyone in the 805. It's a great concept. I can't wait for everybody to share it. And again, Tom, what are all the giveaways? I mean, we probably don't even have time to talk about all of them, but let's start right there.
Let's start off with the Tuna Christmas at Rubicon's Theater, and that is running all the way through the 21st. We also have Shrek. Go to the Kineo Players, and you will catch that. Based on the Oscar award-winning DreamWorks film, Shrek on the stage is incredible. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at the Camarillo Regency. That's December 17th. Jason Love puts on the great comedy. The Agrolites, you want a little reggae? This is Dirty Reggae. That's what the banner reads and represents their signature fusion of reggae, soul, grit, and determination. Camelot, individual tickets for that on sale now, and that runs into 2015, January 15th to the 18th. We have 4 tickets to give away for that. And if you want to be with a Kiwanis and help them out, how about their See's Candy holiday store?
Love See's Candy already.
Love See's Candy.
Yeah. Are you the Nutty or are you the Chew? Which one are you guys?
I'm Forrest Gump. You can pull it out and I'll I'll eat it.
There you go.
I'm going to take a bite, put it back, and tell you if I like it.
You're not one of those that, like, put your finger
in. Oh, no, I'll just take a bite of it.
Okay. Oh, that's better.
Yeah, I'll just take a bite and put it back.
I know it's shameful. No secondhand shoes.
I know. I'm serious.
I will have any of the above, and it's a great way to give to the community with the Kiwanis. And also, have some great, great treats for the holidays.
There you go. I do want to remind everybody that if you miss any part of our shows, you can always listen on KimPaganoShow.com. You can listen on iTunes. I want you to sign up. We've got tons of people on our newsletter. It's just really telling you about all the great things that are happening throughout the 805, and you can win things. We've got lots of things that you can do. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We always talk about things that you can listen, learn, and laugh. And again, our secret word for this morning that we want to remind you of, our 2 o'clock show, is called health. Health. That's what the word is. If you call up in our 2 o'clock, 2 to 3, right here on AM 1590, and you will win a $25 gift certificate to Lures. And we had several callers, so congratulations to the winners for that one. Again, the word is health, and you need to call up between 2 and 3. Let's bring our first guest on. Carla Renata, are you there?
I am.
Welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. A little phlegmy.
Nice, nice. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Midwestern girl from St. Louis who made my way to New York and did a little Broadway. And then I made my way to the West Coast and did a little TV.
What was
and
the
voiceover work.
Hi, this is Jennifer. I'm sorry, what was the first show that you did? What was the first thing that you did when you got to the West Coast?
The first TV show you
Yes.
did? The first TV show I did was Chicago Hope.
Oh, okay. That's to sort of just give all of our listeners an idea of where we're going. That I love that show.
Yeah. It was a really, really lovely experience. And then that was my first drama. And
okay.
And my first sitcom was Frasier. Oh.
And who doesn't love Frasier?
Yeah. There's a really cool story with that one, though. So the guy that cast Frasier also cast Modern Family.
Okay.
And I was on Broadway in a show called The Life, and I was the swing, which meant I covered about 9 different parts. So whenever those women would call out, I would go on for any one of them at any given time at a moment's notice.
Wow.
And the casting director for Frasier happened to see me the one time I went on for the lead. She had just won the Tony and was out. And I went on for her one time, and he saw me, and I got cast on Frasier as a result of it.
Oh, my God. That's you were, great. Like, perfect timing, I'd say.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Hi, Carla. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
You know, one of the things we always love to ask our guests is, what was that moment of, I guess, clarity that you knew that this is what you wanted to do, that moment, that brighter moment?
The moment I knew this is what I wanted to do, I was working in a theme park in St. Louis called Six Flags Over Mid-America. And we got paid.
I like that.
We got paid. We got paid, and I was having fun. And when it ended, I was like, wow, really? I can have this much fun and get paid for it? That kind of works for me.
I love it. Now, do you have a radio show too?
I do. I co-host an internet radio show at UBLikeAndBoyInRadio.com. It's called On Air with Tony Sweet. And it's an entertainment radio talk show where every Wednesday I usually do a little segment called Carla Renato's Corner, where I do a movie review blog.
Oh, so what movie would you review right now, right on the spot here?
I would review Unknown, the new Angelina Jolie film.
I heard it was supposed to be great. Yeah.
That film is fantabulous. And her directing skills are kind of fantabulous. Mm. So I'm thinking she's probably going to get an Oscar nomination.
Wow, amazing.
And how would you motivate others, Carla? You know, our audience, they are positive people. They're always moving towards their goals and what they love in life. And so how would you motivate somebody that, you know, wants to be an actor or actress and is getting some flack at home? Like, what are you thinking? How would you motivate them?
I would tell them to just stay true to who they are and don't let anybody crush your dreams. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to wake up one day because you were scared to follow it, scared of what the outcome may or may not be, and wake up talking about, I wish I should have, could have, would have.
That's so true. I mean, especially we're all at an age where, you know,
every minute counts.
Exactly. And that would be the worst thing, to wake up and say, I wish I would have tried that.
I know.
You know what? It's so funny. The only thing
that
can happen.
And I have to say, you know, here we have a radio show. I'm doing the same thing, okay? And there's things that I go, oh, I kind of want to do this, but I'm a little nervous. And you know what? Then I kind of talk that little voice in your mind, and you go, you know what? Go for it, because there's no other better time than right now.
It's true. I'm very fortunate that I had the mom that I have. My mother always encouraged me to do anything I wanted. You know, I would say, oh, I think, and my mother is very much this person, and I got this from her. My mother literally would say she wanted to do something, and she didn't put a whole lot of thought into it. She would just do it.
Do you know what? That's what I've been told, is I just dive in, and I think later. I don't know. You know, as I've gotten a little older, I kind of, like, I think a little bit more, but I used to just be like, yeah, I'll do the radio show. How do we do it?
Me too. I'm like, yeah,
jump in.
And then later you're like, maybe not my best idea. But still, I would never want to change the path that I've taken, because everything is not always perfect, but I would never have wanted to miss out on any of my opportunities that I've had.
Yeah, I think it's the combination of doing what you love, sort of the balance between jumping in, but kind of not having the fear around it.
Yeah, how do you get rid of that fear? It's almost like, you know what, it's going to be perfect. I'm going to be perfect. Everything, you know, I always believe, like, all the right people show up. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you showed up here, starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. We are truly the brighter side of the 805. We're reaching out. We're growing every day. And thank you for making us one of your favorites out there. Again, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here from 2 to 3, a completely different show. And I love all the people that we've been having on. Talking right now with Carla Renata, and she's the actress on Heart of Dixie. And you know, I love it. You seem so authentic, and that's what's really cool. I mean, when people are just who they are.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I can't be anybody else but me.
There,
you know.
Yeah.
And to speak to that, you know, being me is one of the things that got me the part of Susie on Heart of Dixie. The creator, Lila Gerstein, was really good about making sure that everyone that was cast, there was a little bit of them that helped bring her writing to life. And with Susie, she wanted Susie to be somebody that had a lot of energy, that was kind of bright and bubbly, but sarcastic at the same time, which I am.
Really? So. I couldn't tell that.
Really? You couldn't get that?
Yeah,
wow. Okay.
I know. No, but think it's great.
But yeah, she was my biggest advocate. I remember one day, she's gonna kill me when she hears this, but there was one day where I was driving to the studio and I was all upset because I didn't have a lot to say in this one episode. And I was in the episode before, I had a lot to say, and I was like, oh my goodness, they don't like me. What did I do? And I was so upset, and I was just going off in the car all the way to the studio, so I could get it out of my system before I walked into the trailer. And I walked on set that day, and she walked up to me, and she was like, hi. And she introduced herself, and I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know who you are. Of course I know who you are.
Right.
And she thanked me for coming to work that day. She thanked me for being a part of the cast. She apologized for not having more for me to do, and was really, and said that she was really appreciative that she had someone of my caliber on her show. And I told her, and just because you said that to me, I will come here, and I'd say nothing if you wanted me to. But I will be here as long as you want me to be here.
Isn't that amazing? No matter where we are in our life or how old we are, we're always afraid people aren't going to want to come to our party. And I think it doesn't matter where you are or who you are, you're always afraid people, that little bit inside of you, people aren't going to like you. And it's so important, and it's so nice when people take the time to say, no, actually, we're glad you're here. We definitely want to come to your party. We want to be a part of what you're doing. I think that's an interesting part of women, that we always have that, no matter where we are in our life.
Acceptance. We're talking
exactly.
About acceptance, no question.
I had a soul reading. That's my biggest lesson I'm supposed to learn, is all about acceptance.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting.
Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, and you know what? You're absolutely right, Jennifer. We all do. And as men, do you feel that way of acceptance? Is that you know, something that you need to, Furman or Tony or Tom?
I'm good. I'll bring beer and chips. Accept me. And
you know what? I don't really. But if someone doesn't call you, I don't think men get, like, if you're not invited to an event, I don't think men take it as personally.
Do you know something?
No, I didn't want to say anything, Tom.
Because if they don't call me, I wouldn't know.
See, that is exactly.
See, and if we found out, we're like, they didn't like us.
Why didn't you invite me?
I'm not popular.
I love it. I love it. So, Carla, do you have any surprises for 2015?
A party you want to invite us to? Something like that?
Well, I want to invite you guys to the Heart of Dixie party premiere. It was supposed to premiere in 2015 in January, but they've moved up the premiere to this Monday, December 15th.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's my anniversary.
And where can we find the Heart of Dixie? What network is it on?
Heart of Dixie is on the CW on Monday night. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's only 10 episodes this year. So, you know, for people that are fans of the show, you really don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot going on.
God, they really shoved a lot in there. Wow, that's great. Okay, very cool. And we have to always ask you, what's your most rewarding part that you've ever been in or been a part of?
I would say the one part that I did that's dearest to my heart was when I was in The Lion King.
Mm.
I played Shenzi in The Lion King, and it was a very special moment for me because I got to learn about the South African culture, which I was completely ignorant to up until that moment.
Really?
I got to work with my first female director, Julie Taymor, who has since gone on to be nominated for an Oscar. And that group of people that I worked with in that production, they were the most wonderful group of people I'd ever met. And most of us are still in touch. And even if we don't talk to each other for years, when we pick up right where we left off.
Aren't those the best friends that you don't have to talk to for a life? You know, it's funny, around the holidays, it seems like, you know, you call up people and you just say, I just want to wish you a happy holiday. Or, you know, they get your card and they're like, oh, my God, where are you at? And it's like, no, time's gone. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love it. What other musicals and shows or anything else that we need to look for and find you in?
Not currently, but I will be doing. I'm doing a Christmas show. It's called A Broadway Christmas at the Catalina Jazz Club next week on the 17th. I think it's either the 16th, 17th.
You got a busy month.
18th. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I'm doing a New Year's Eve show at Vitello's over in Studio City.
Oh, fun.
I love Vitello's. When is that? I love that place.
New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Wow. There you go. I love it. Carla, thank you so much for, you know, being on our show and talking a little bit about your passion and sharing your role with us. And is there one thing that you could leave us with, a holiday wish for 2014?
I could. I was watching The View right before I jumped on the line with you guys, and I heard Whoopi Goldberg say something that was so profound to me. She says, your soul is your style.
God, I love that. I love that. That's awesome. That just says it all right there. Again, Carla Renata and Heart of Dixie, and it's on CW Monday nights. What time is it?
Ooh, see, that's really wrong. It's either 8 o'clock or 9.
That's
I don't even
okay.
know.
We're going to say wherever you live, right? There you go. I love it. Well, definitely. Carla, I would love to have you back and keep in touch.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. Well, that was fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. Let's give something away right now. And how about a couple tickets to Rubicon, A Tuna Christmas? I went and saw it. Oh, my God.
Is it hysterical?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just telling you guys. Those two guys that we had on our show here, amazing. They played probably four characters each, and a lot of them were women. It was a blast.
That's funny.
And yeah, so let's do that. 419-0008. 419-0008. Again, you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Mario Martinez, the mind-body code. And we'll be right back.
comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We've got a full studio. We've got Jennifer. Sherry, are you awake?
I'm here.
Okay, Tom. And we've got Furman and Tony here, and so excited. We are going to be talking about their center for art and talk, and it's right here in Ventura, and we've got some free memberships, so you're going to want to write this phone number down, 419-0008, 419-0008, and it's all about respectful talk, and it's just a whole bunch of people and music and great stuff, and everybody kind of gets together, so I love it. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Right now, our next guest is Dr. Mario Martinez. The Mind Body Code is his book. And again, I'd love to do a giveaway right now. How about Shrek? Shrek is at Caneo Players Theater, and that is from now to December 14th, and I've got a couple tickets for that. So again, 805-419-0008, and let's bring Dr. Mario Martinez. Are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Thank you. Very good. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Good, good. So tell us a little bit about your book and your background.
Well, I'm a clinical neuropsychologist, and I wrote the book, just came out, and it's doing really well. It's number one in medicine and psychology at Amazon, so I wanted to share that good news with you.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. The book is about, it's really coming out of my frustration with conventional treatment, in that you know that when people have a problem, for example, if they're depression or they're smoking, and you tell them what it's going to do to them, it doesn't really do much. It doesn't change much. So there's more to change than to reasoning things out. And what the mind-body code does is it looks at how the brain communicates with the body and how the body communicates with the brain. But the most important thing is how cultural beliefs will affect your biology much more than genetics. So it's really bringing mind and body in a cultural context together.
So I have a question, Dr. Martinez. I'm dealing with a family member that has cancer and it's spread, and this is an older gentleman. I'm wondering how you would work with somebody like that in a psycho-spiritual way.
Well, this would be more than psycho-spiritual. This would be a scientific way. And I think that first, we have a genetic predisposition, but that's not a sentencing. That's just a propensity. That person already has cancer, but let's say somebody who doesn't, and I'll come back to this person in a second. You're told that if there's cancer in your family, most likely you will die of cancer. And that's not true. That's not good science. I have studied centenarians, people who are over 100 years old, all over the world, in five different continents, and they don't follow that that gerontology that we're taught. They very seldom die of cancer, and they follow a different way of living and a different way of perceiving things in their cultures. And genetics accounts for only about 20 to 25% of their longevity. But getting back to cancer, there definitely there's an interaction with the immune system and cancer. Pre-cancer cells sometimes are in the body, and the immune system is able to get rid of it if you're in good immunity. But sometimes, for whatever reason, whether it's genetic or whether it's environmental or whether it's a bioculture, which I'll discuss in a minute, a person has cancer and it proliferates and it gets to the different stages. Well, one of the things that the person can do is that the worst that could happen is when you give up hope. When you give up hope, your immune system goes into a very inefficient way of dealing with things. Let me give you an example. When with rats, when rats are put into a situation where they have no escape, it's called no escape paradigm. And you put them in a cage, for example, where they can't move, and you shock them and shock them and shock them. After a while, the rats will stop responding to a shock, and that's when they go into what's called physiological helplessness. Then you inject some cancer cells to that rat, and the cancer cells grow very rapidly. Then you take rats and you put them into an empowerment paradigm, which is that you put them in a cage, but you give them an opportunity to control the situation. They learn very quickly to press a little lever or to press a little button, and they don't get the shock. Once they've been able to master that, they go into what's called physiological empowerment, and you inject them with cancer cells, and nothing happens. One of the reasons is that when you're in a helplessness mood, your natural killer cells and other immune system cells decrease, and they also not only decrease, but their efficiency goes down. But when you empower, like with the rats, then what happens is the natural killer cells take care of the precancer cells and other interferons and other molecules and cells take care of it. Now, with humans, there's something that we call a cancer personality. And it doesn't mean that if you have a cancer personality, it doesn't mean you're going to have cancer. But what it does is that it makes it easier for you to develop the illness. And those kinds of things are actually something that you can do to help you with, for example, with the symptoms of the side effects of chemotherapy, and actually, in some cases, to help you reverse and help the improvement of whatever medication you're taking. And that is, in the cancer personality, what we find is that these are people who are most, they tend to have a real difficult time upsetting other people. They don't set really good limits. They're caretakers. They take care of other people before they take care of themselves. I'll give you an example. My aunt died of colon cancer. And when I was taking her to the hospital, I got her to the hospital, she was dying. And her concern was whether the ambulance driver had had lunch.
Really? Yeah, that makes total sense, because this particular person, you know, really cares about his family, always family first, sacrificed a big part of his life for his family.
Yes.
So that makes complete sense. And then I, being in the addiction field, we know that the codependent or the enabler of the alcoholic sometimes has more disease because they're caretaking the alcoholic.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So are you seeing, and I just want to clear this up for my listeners as well, because Jennifer and I are here, right?
Uh-huh. The two caretakers over there.
So are we neglecting ourselves? Is that kind of the stance of it, that we're neglecting ourselves so we haven't made ourselves first? And that's that's not good. Okay, so.
And you know what happens is that as you neglect yourself, you begin to desensitize yourself from the signals of need. You desensitize yourself from your signals of being tired, of being hungry, of being having a need to be with yourself. And after a while, those signals don't come anymore. And then what happens is you break. If you don't stop, the body will stop you. But I'll give you another example. With centenarians, that's one of the things that I learned in the book I teach, how to learn healthy longevity at any age, doesn't matter what age.
Okay, so I do want to say, you know, I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are tuning into the brighter side of the 805. That's where we're talking from right now. We talk about the brighter side of life, and really, this is the mind-body code, and kind of what I'm hearing, and I want to really stress is that we really need to be in tune with our mind, our body, our soul, so that we're not depleting ourselves, right, of anything that, I mean, you hear about it. I have so many friends right now that have been diagnosed, but that's not the sentence of death. It's really to say there's a warning. You need to make some really big changes in your life.
And we need to be in control of all of this before something happens, so that when we are given some sort of a medical issue, we're already in a good place spiritually, that we can function and deal with it.
And this all can only be done if we're living in the present and being mindful and awake.
There you go.
Dr. Martinez, I wanted to ask you, can you give us a few more examples of how culture and mental, physical health intertwine to resist the change in our lives? Can you speak a little more on that?
Sure. And the interesting thing about it is when I studied neuropsychology, I studied neuropsychology in an American university, so it was the American brain, and we thought, well, this is the brain, and it doesn't work that way. The brain is very cultural in the sense of it's very plastic and will adjust to whatever premises you have. But I'll give you specifics. Studies have been done at Harvard where, actually, my colleague Ellen Langer did some of this work, and it looked at people that look significantly younger than their biological age and people that look significantly older. The factor that determined that, when they excluded every other extraneous variable, was that the people that looked younger believed that middle age was 10 to 15 years later than the people that looked older. So that's a marker right there. Something else. Women who have menopause, when they have menopause and they have the hot flashes, in some countries in South America, again, culture, they call it bochorno, which means shame. And shame, we know from psychoterminology, that actually can cause inflammation. It can increase pro-inflammatory products like the molecules like tumor necrosis factor and others. These women have more symptoms. They have more need for medication. They have less self-esteem than women in Japan and in China, where, for example, there, the culture calls it konenki in Japan, and that means the second spring. It is coming into your wisdom, coming into your maturity, and becoming a source of wisdom for the community. They have significantly less inflammation, less symptomatology, less need for hormone replacement. So those are culture components, if not biology.
Yes, and this is Furman Kim. I just wanted to say I love the fact that you have this show, and the primary example why it's valuable is because of this is a mind and body. It offers a solution to the most popular prevalent problem in our health world today. It's a solution. And in our media, we don't offer solutions. Usually we offer arguments and commentary and everything
except
for a solution.
Oh, I so agree with that.
And
that
is critical. And it's I'm happy to be here on the show and listen to you talk about this, because this is what I see media being in the future as we go forward, because we know now how to utilize it.
But thank you so much.
And going back to age, I think it's very important, the thought that you're 10 to 15 years younger than you actually your biological age. I think that's really important. If you think you're young and you sort of live a young, healthy lifestyle, you will probably be healthier and live longer.
Yes, I'm all about being immature.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, you know what? What do they say? I just read it. Oh, in fact, it was at the Ronald Reagan Library. If you act your age, you're missing out.
It's so true. No,
I agree. And you know what? It's like, just go for it. Go for it. And you have to just live life. You know what? We're at the end of your interview. We'd love to have you back. We didn't even touch on, you know, anything that could really just, I mean, there's so much more. Leave us with one positive thought that could really help us and that we're going to find in your book.
Okay. The book has a lot of information, but a lot of techniques and ways to apply what we've learned from the discoveries in science. But the most important thing is that it's not about having good thoughts and liking yourself. That's not it. That's an intellectual process. You have to create evidence. So let's say, for example, you have low self-esteem and you have been shamed and you've learned to be shamed. Well, what do you do? One of the things that you do is you begin to look for evidence. You get yourself relaxed, and in the book I explain it, and you go through a time when you felt, let's say you have a shaming kind of mindset. When did you do something that was honorable? When was it honorable? And let's say in the fourth grade, you helped a little boy not get beat up. You bring that to your body and your mind, and you embody that. Your psychoneuroimmunology will change. You embody that. And that changes the concept, that changes the mindset, but more importantly, what can I do honorable today to give my brain evidence that I'm an honorable person? As you do this day by day by day, you create neurotransmitters that change your belief system at the mind-body level that you're an unworthy person. So it requires evidence, but the information is there, and like the centenarians taught me, the present is never too late to make commitments.
I do have to ask one question, though. What if somebody out there is sort of sleepwalking through their life and you're giving them this
interesting,
saying this is what's going to give them a more positive health or whatever, but they don't really think about those things. They're not great at karma. They're just someone that's sort of self-involved, and they don't really care how they just go through life. And yet, I mean, what is your thoughts about that? How do we help those people that really need to be thinking more positively and be living more humility?
You're right,
more
because
humility
the people that are front runners are already trying to do everything they can. Although, sometimes we're all about helping other people.
I mean, there's a lot of people in the spirituality field and the self-help field that don't really talk the walk or walk the talk.
We call those
people spiritual bypass people. They just don't really do what they say. So what do you say about those people?
Well, there's such a thing as empathic fatigue or empathy fatigue, people that are doing for others, and it's almost like a burnout. But first, you have to respect that maybe somebody doesn't want help. That's the first thing. We don't want to help people that don't want to be helped, because they have a right to not want to be helped. But most people do. And when they do, the first thing that you need to do is to make them aware that what they're doing is automatic, and that's called mindlessness. And what are mindless things? You press an elevator button, and the light goes on, and you keep pressing it as if it's going to do something. You're in the middle of traffic, and you have 10 cars ahead of you, and you start beeping as if magically that's going to change. So one of the things that I tell people is become aware of your habitual mindlessness. Be aware of that. And number two, be aware of novelty around you. The moment that you see novelty around you, you go into mindfulness, and then you gradually begin to go into the present, and then ask yourself, do I feel worthy of change? That's the most important thing. Change requires self-esteem first before you change the person. So I always work on self-esteem first before trying to change anything, whether it's addictions or compulsions or anything like that.
I love it. Dr. Mario Martinez, we're going to have you back. Amazing input right here. The mind-body code. How to change the beliefs that limit your health, longevity, and success. Where do we find your book?
At Amazon, Sounds True, at any bookstore you can order it if they don't have it in stock, but you can get it almost anywhere.
Great. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Furman, and we're going to be talking about the Center for Art and Talk in offering got memberships out there. So again, write this phone number down, 419-0008. Again, also for the word that's going to get you $25 to the Lures restaurant is health. And all you have to do is call between our 2 and 3 show here on 419-0008. Right now, I'd love to give away a box of Somas Nut House. Had given us a couple boxes away. So 419-0008. 419-0008. We'll be right back.
Kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here. It is December, the December to remember, and we are all about the waking up and feeling good. And our show is all about listening and learning and laughing and really feeling life. So that's what it's all about. I do have our two next guests in the studio, and I'm so delighted to have them. Furman and Tony, and they are right here in Ventura. And I don't know if any of you have been there yet, but it's somewhere that you definitely want to take your family, take your friends, and really just go in. It's called the Center for Art and Talk. And again, welcome, guys, and tell us a little bit about
your
passion and your journey and your center.
I'll let Furman Brown share that with you right now.
Aloha, Kim, and happy, wonderful Thursday to you and everyone.
Saturday, yeah, okay. That's okay.
Time goes so fast in December. I have no idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, and on this wonderful Saturday, I have the chance to talk about the center, which is a wonderful opportunity, so thank you very much. And I can actually start out explaining why it was I actually started it. Specifically, I was over-socialized as a child, and as a result, had a wonderful social experience. And then when I got older, had a son, and he actually became a student, and it turned out that there were 122 parents, roughly, who actually moved from one school to another school. We started our own charter school, and the idea was to educate the whole child. As a result, I then realized that he's now going to grow up and go into a world which will be the world that I came from, and as a result, what could I do to enhance that world? Hence the Center for Art and Talk.
What a great concept. Wow.
Yes. It's a center where people can come and build connections and have the social value in their life that normally we have not had in our generation. We're all younger here, but we have not had the social experiences that we could have enhanced us in various ways, like we can actually generate through the Center for Art and Talk.
I'm just thinking of this lecture series that I may be going to about being addicted to the internet and texting and cell phones. And so I am just, my heart is so warm for what you're trying to do for the next generation.
Isn't that great? Because a lot of people have no, I mean, really, you know, even if you walk into restaurants and everybody's got their hands.
It's a habit.
It is addicting.
No, it's becoming a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are the solution for all of that, the next generation and the existing generations. The idea that we actually can have a better quality of life because of each other is a new concept. The concept of a social business is a new concept. So what we've done is provided a center for the entire Ventura County, where everyone can come to on a regular basis, drop in 11 to 10 o'clock at night, 6-7 days a week sometimes. It's a social center where when you are alone, you've got nothing to do, nothing better to do, you can improve the quality of your life by coming into the center.
And honestly, you know, Furman and Tony, just the same as what you're doing, that's really what I did with my show. I mean, it's a very similar concept. I do hair. I notice, you know, that when I do hair, I kind of have a party when I'm doing it. I do about 5 people at one time. And I realized the people that had children and maybe their kids were grown up, they weren't meeting anybody else. They weren't talking.
A lot of isolation,
exactly. And so I started a women's support group. I just realized that people need interaction, and they're starving for it. And so I think this is such an amazing concept.
So how does that work exactly? Someone joins, and then what happens?
Yeah, walk us through arriving at your location, what we would
do. How to get involved.
Yeah, so you walk in, you sit down. There's 6 tables. You can sit at one of the tables, and 5 people, potentially, you'll be able to listen to and speak to. Each person takes a turn, and as a result, you understand and have insight into 5 different people when you walk out. You think about that for the rest of your day until you come back again. It is a unique opportunity to make connections.
This is a great, I told you guys that last week I went to the Ronald Reagan Library, and I took my daughter to one of the luncheons. Well, it's interesting, you know, I don't know about, you know, my husband, he's like, has a hard time talking to people. He's probably going to die that I'm even saying this. But, you know, strangers, it's hard to make conversation with people that you don't know.
Well, I'm thinking about my whole population of addicts and alcoholics
exactly.
that have major social issues without alcohol.
Right. And so we were at Ronald Reagan Library. This one was, they sit you at a table. And so, you know, it's an awkward feeling. You sit at a table and I'm like, welcome, I'm Kim Pagano. Of course, that is me because
I'm with you. I'm
well,
always
you're very
shocked
socially outgoing,
that people
Kim. So.
Yeah, have but it's a hard time talking to strangers.
Right, but if somebody made me not feel welcome, uh-huh. that might be a little scary for me. And then I'd have to go into my little mind and my thing and go, no, it's their problem, not my problem,
right.
you know?
Right.
And we started to learn about everybody and everybody's things and reasons why they're there. And it's exact same structure. I love it.
And it's not our fault that it's that way. That's something that was passed, and that's our social structure, or the absence of social structure that we as a generation were sort of, it was sort of handed down from 125 years ago from the saloons that were created. Literally, the social experience was you go and you get a drink and you listen to loud music with the player pianos, and it never changed. It became the discos in the 70s, and today it's the regular clubs that we have, and it includes alcohol. We actually are designed for kids 15 all the way up to 99. And
what a
kids
great
and
concept.
So no
so
alcohol.
All includes, and there's no alcohol,
right.
specifically because there is no other social mediums for that.
But
isn't
recognizing
that
recognizing that social structure that we're already so used to in our culture, going to bars, going to nightclubs, we've included live music at the Center for Art and Talk, as well as art shows.
So you made a conscious decision to take alcohol out, and then people can showcase their art, their work, their poetry, their books.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So not to be funny, but if there's a day I'm like, I really would love to go have someone to chat with, but there's nobody around to talk to, which this is something that goes through my head a lot. And I can say, oh, I'm going to go stop by the center because I bet there's a few people sitting around that I could have a conversation with and sort of fill some time. But
and
I've like, had interaction
lonely.
And then go and do something.
And that's the reason why we're having our membership drive, which is.
And that's where I was just going to go because I do want to give out our phone number right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. If what we're talking about here with Furman and Tony, the Center for Art and Talk, is just rings a bell in your mind and you're like, oh my God, that's my answer. That's how I can get out of the house. That's how I can fill my conversations up and meet new people. We're going to give away something. What are we doing?
Yes, in order to reach our goal by the end of the year, this is all part of the Christmas spirit, we are trying to bring in 250 members. That's our goal. We want 250 new people to come in, and we will give them a membership for free.
Wow.
Because it's more important that we evolve our social experiences in our country and in our community in order for us and our children to have a better quality of life socially. That's we have, the gross domestic product, we've got that down. Work hard, earn, spend, we've got that down. Our social experience is not as good as it could be, and we need to be world leaders in that. Research has shown, I went back 4,000 BC, found how we developed as a country and how other countries developed. What we did not have as a primary element, because we were an industrial nation, was our social intelligence, hence the social intelligence.
Furman and Tony, amazing, really amazing. I want to personally thank you for my show, because I think that people need this. I think this is the missing link of, you know, conversation. And really just, you know, pulling people together.
And I love that it's for 15, you said, is the youngest age. I think that's
up.
Great.
15 and up, yeah.
High school is really a time where everyone doesn't fit in that box. You maybe you want older people to talk to. You want someplace to go that are not your classmates, just somewhere else to sort of get different needs filled.
On that point, to share with you, coming up very soon on our television show, Center for Art and Talk Live, you can see that on our YouTube channel, and if you see us on Facebook, we place links there. We had a group of students from a local high school come in with one of the teachers, and it was an amazing experience to hear from these kids. They're in an environment with us where they can really speak out and really be heard via our monologue talk format, which allows people to speak uninterrupted. And these kids really did have a lot to share. And you could really get a sense that maybe some of the things they were sharing, they don't get an opportunity to share these things at home or with their friends. They're kind of shut down a little bit. And they do spend so much time on the cell phones and on the internet and that kind of thing. But these kids have a lot to share. And it was an incredible experience.
And what made you get involved in it?
I've been a longtime friend of Furman's. I have an advertising marketing background, so I wanted to help him grow the business, but also I'm a musician. I'm a full-time musician, and I wanted to assist in bringing in musical artists. I have a background in the art world as well, so I wanted to kind of help find the artists that we could bring in that. And that's one of the things I think that helps people get more relaxed to come into that environment.
I have to just say from my own experience, okay, I walked in this one day, and I was buying supplies around the corner, and I walked in, I'm like, wow, what is this? And there was another interesting guy. Do you remember who it was? Let's give him a shout out.
I think he just walked in right before you did, Kim.
It was like, you know how all the right people show up? Oh, my God.
It was one of those moments.
Yeah, I was supposed to be somewhere. My husband was calling me, and I'm like going, I'll be there, but this is really interesting.
I have new friends.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Exactly, yeah. And we were talking. I was like, this is so interesting. And so I love it. I'm so excited
to share
this. And
I'm just thinking, as a single person.
No, I know.
Another one of the big points of Center for Art and Talk, a great place for social connection, great place for business connection via the monologue
talks.
Give
out the phone number, the address where you guys are located,
sure.
So everybody can know that. And also, it will be on my Facebook. It will be in our newsletter. Call up if you want to be on our newsletter, 419-0008, 419-0008. Again, we are giving away some passes, right? Some memberships to this?
Right, free membership.
Yeah.
Now through the through January 1st, actually. So we're looking to reach that goal of 250 new members.
And wow. Six visits. You can come once a month or once a week.
Wow.
And I
yeah.
see on your website, there's a calendar that tells what's sort of going on that day.
Like
right.
What topics
And we
you're
also
be
post that
about?
On Facebook. And speaking of that, well, let me go ahead and give you our address now. It's 2855 North Johnson Drive. We're in Unit A. Right off the 101 freeway, so it's really easy to get to. We have a lot of parking there, very comfortable and convenient location. And our telephone number is 805-647-8767 if you want to give us a call.
Can you say it again?
Yeah.
805-647-8767.
So do you have to make reservations if you want to speak about a certain subject?
That is recommended if you'd want to be a topic speaker. To get in contact with us, we'd love to hear from you and have you come in and lead a TED Talk
style. Maybe we could do our show from there.
That would
and
be really fun.
Yes, you can actually host a table of with five other people, or we can put two tables together, and you can actually host a session for an hour and a half. The idea is that people have an opportunity to connect at the center. So we're there for everyone. All the businesses, We want them to come in and sit down and talk about their business to people so people know who they are, which is more important than what their business is.
It's like a 24/7 Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Then, yeah. Yes, then they come in and connect.
With social and with some, art.
Yeah. Yeah. So the business.
Right. And music.
So as a result, the business community thrives because of this social interaction now, this new social interaction, the connections that are made. And back to the kids again, the kids, they actually have the capacity to be listened to by adults for the first time probably ever in their lives. And the point is that they actually have now a better quality of life and choices in life because of us. We're our best resource.
And they learn to speak to other people, which is really a huge issue.
Exactly. Do you put everybody's phones on the table out of there, or no phones, or, you know? But anyways, I'm really excited to have you guys be a part of the Kim Pagano Show, the Center for Art and Talk. And again, give out the phone number one more time.
Sure. That's 805-647-8767. And of course, you can find us on Facebook and or go to www.centerforartandtalk.com.
All right. And Jennifer, I know you have a little announcement to make.
I do. Really quickly, I just want to remind everybody that this is not the time to buy a pet for Christmas. If you want to give somebody a pet, a gift certificate for a pet is a great idea. But also, the Ventura County Animal Services is reducing their adoption rates to lower to $25 during the Home for the Holidays pet adoption event, and it runs through December 31st. I cannot say enough about pet adoption. We had a full-bred golden retriever that unfortunately died, but we adopted a pet later, and she's been the best pet ever. So definitely Ventura County Animal Services is the way to go this year for a gift.
There you go. You guys, we are at the end of our show. What a great show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here. And again, let us end our show with a moment of happiness. I have chosen to be happy because it is good for my health. And remember, that is the word to call in from a 2 to 3 right here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after 3. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree.